For 40 days, Jesus appeared to the apostles and others as well. We also read of convincing signs that he shared that proved he was the resurrected Christ. He also ate and taught about the kingdom of God during these 40 days. These 40 days were not an accident, by the way. They were planned from the beginning. First, we must set the year of Jesus' crucifixion and resurrection. The year 30 is the most likely because of the timing of the Jewish holidays. From the holiday after Passover, which is first fruits, there were 50 days until Pentecost, and thus 40 days to be a teacher and predict what would happen was just enough time for Jesus. One of the most important messages that Jesus had was that the Holy Spirit would come soon, as Jesus had mentioned a number of times during his ministry before his crucifixion. He mentioned that the Holy Spirit would bring a new baptism, not a baptism of water, but a baptism of the Holy Spirit. Yet it was clear the disciples had no idea what this meant. The lives of rulers and who would rule was carefully planned by God. Nothing was an accident. Nisan the 14th fell on a Friday in AD 30 and AD 33. The year 30 seems to fit the time span of Jesus' ministry as portrayed in the Gospels, though it is possible it was longer. But the events just don't seem to be spread over a 5 or 6 year period when you consider the mention of Jesus going to Jerusalem for feasts and festivals. It sounds a little more like 2.5 to 3 years. The clueless disciples, the 40 days of teaching, all of these details add to the believability of what we hear about Jesus' post-resurrection experiences. Some want to believe that it was just a story, but think of all the people who died for their faith, some of them in this book of Acts. If the resurrection is a hoax, why would they die for a hoax? They were the ones that saw Jesus. It is too preposterous that many would die for the faith if Jesus didn't rise from the dead. It is a fact, not blind faith, this resurrection of Jesus. I've said it before, but if you struggle to believe that fact, read Josh McDowell's very complete description of why this must be true. His book is Evidence That Demands a Verdict. But let's get back to the clueless disciples. Jesus says they will soon be baptized in the Holy Spirit, and they still don't get it. They say, "Are you now going to free Israel and restore the kingdom?" Now that's what's been on their minds, and others as well, almost from the beginning of following Jesus. And you can't blame them. That's what many scholars of the Old Testament said at the time, and that's what most people believed. But they were confusing the first coming of Jesus with his return, which has not yet happened. "Is it time?" they ask, and Jesus lovingly answers, "My Father sets the dates, and you cannot receive that answer." But notice how Jesus brings them back to the subject. "But the Holy Spirit will come and fill you with power, and then you will be messengers for Jesus throughout the entire world." And that is our task. Tell others about Jesus. The Holy Spirit gives us the power to do this. As those words sink into the disciples and other followers of Jesus, he begins to rise into the sky and disappeared behind a cloud. Two men in white robes appear and ask, "Why are you staring?" Jesus will return the same way he just left. And as Jesus told them, they went to Jerusalem to wait for the Holy Spirit. Less than a mile away, and 40-plus days had gone by since the resurrection took place. That meant less than 10 days until Pentecost. Did you know that this Jewish festival would be extra special this year? Probably not. Yet they obeyed what Jesus said. They stayed in Jerusalem, and they prayed, men and women, leaders and regular people, they prayed on the second floor of the house, and they prayed some more. They were united, gripped with one passion, interceding for others day and night. They really didn't fully understand, but they knew to pray for themselves and for others. 120 people altogether. There is power in prayer. And when we are united with others in prayer, God visits us. But we must be united. This is Brother Don.